Rick and Morty. I'm your host, Jonathan Ruiz, and this is episode number one. Today's episode is titled Philosophy of Rick and Morty. This podcast is sponsored by PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. If you've never seen Rick and Morty, it's time to catch up, the truly animated sci-fi series, which begins its third season on July 30th. The show was created by Dan Harmon and Justin Roiland, with Harmon making his first cult series Infamous, and the pair are executive producers of Rick and Morty. Justin, who draws the original character sketches, also writes and provides the voice of the show's main character, Morty, as well as a host of other characters. Let's delve into the creative process of making Rick and Morty itself, from the creation of its characters to the production design and production of each episode. The series revolves around Morty, a brilliant sociopathic, alcoholic scientist who is probably to some extent modeled on Harmon himself. Another important supporting character is his mother, who becomes friends with Rick's daughter, Morty's mother, and the main antagonist of the series, Rick. Each episode involves Rick going spectacularly to his death, resisting space adventures while delivering a message to the audience about the intrinsic futility of life. Watching Morty on TV telling summer about summer, spending time with family and friends, or going on crazy adventures, menacing adventures can be just as important as any other character on the show, and even more so than Rick himself. This is illustrated by Rick, who constantly says that Morty and Summer, and many of us, are expendable, as he can always find a different version of them. There are different versions of Rick and Morty, with the former doing minor work and so on, which makes it clear that his role as a scientist is not absolute. There is nothing but a grain of dust in the universe, he explains. The nihilism of Rick and Morty is key to the show for two reasons. The most important example of the existential philosophy of this series is the alien being coming out of a box and the mutant beings Rick accidentally creates. Instead of repairing the world, the original Rick and Morty is forced to find an alternative reality in which he died in order to live seamlessly with a version of his family. It's a great twist, and it serves as Morty's first taste of philosophical horror, but Harmon has incorporated an endless number of tropes and philosophical elements into the show. You can pick up subtly hidden clues or just sit back and enjoy the absurdity of their intergalactic adventure, relax comfortably in your own home and look forward to the next episode as if the previous one were the last. M is really impressed by how seamlessly the subtle hidden clues are woven into the story, as well as the endless variety of characters and plot twists. It feels like a show that will appeal to both hardcore and casual audiences in the end. If there is no reason for anyone to be here, what good is anything, and what is the reason why someone is here? I have one thought, a provocative statement, no one exists for any purpose, no one belongs anywhere, everyone dies, etc. Free will is one of the most controversial debates in philosophy that has existed for centuries, but it is also the subject of many debates in science and philosophy. Rick and Morty have a lot to do with absurdity, as something like a hero is constantly bombarded by the incredibly strange and frightening Lovecraftian oddities that the multiverse must have. Rick installs an interdimensional cable box so the family can watch all the incredible things going on in the multiverse. For Rick and Rick Morty, the multiples mean that there are endless crazy versions of themselves, see Ricksty Minutes, where the family spends most of an episode looking at interdimensional cables. Faced with all this absurdity, not to mention a senseless existence, Rick and Morty want you to cry or laugh. The show's themes, narratives and characters are anchored in a world of robots who despair that their only role in raison d'etre is to deliver butter. Morty's quote ends with, "I came to watch TV," and says, "Whatever, we're all going to go live anyway." Although there are plenty of Saturday morning cartoons that have inspired the show, Rick and Morty are deeply rooted in their own ways. The general absurd humor can be found in the multiverse, where chaos, cruelty, and insignificance abound, as well as in Rick and Morty's depiction of the human condition. In a recent video on the YouTube channel Wisecrack, I watched how the use of absurdity in the show serves as the basis for her humor and perspective. In this video we look at the philosophy of Get Swifty and find that each episode is an example of the logical fallacies we apply in our society. Now, instead of looking at just one episode of Rick and Morty, but the whole series of episodes and the philosophy behind it, let's look at the philosophy of it as a whole. This has been the philosophy of Rick and Morty, Episode 1. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.